Hello and welcome to another edition of the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat Podcast. We'd like to get right into it. And what we're going to get into today is 1 million or maybe even 2 million illegal border crossers allowed to stay in the United States by the Biden administration. That's what we're going to talk about. Have you been following the court case? It's called Biden v. Texas. What? You haven't? It's not in the headlines every day, but there are a lot of court filings in the case, and they are giving us the best picture that we've ever had of what the Biden administration is doing on the U.S.-Mexico border. And the news is really, really bad. Now, much of what I'm going to talk about today comes from some really informative reporting by a man named Andrew Arthur, who is at the Center for Immigration Studies. Now, that is a group favors tighter restrictions on immigration. I have used them for many years and relied on their information. Now, Andrew Arthur, he has kept up with Biden v. Texas, and he has gone through these voluminous filings, and he has pieced together what is going on, because in the filings, the Department of Homeland Security is required to release, to reveal what it is doing on the border. So, Biden v. Texas, first of all, it's a lawsuit filed by the states of Texas and Missouri in an effort to stop the Biden administration from throwing out something called the MPP, the Migrant Protection Protocols. And you may have remembered that. It was a Trump program. And in the past, before Trump, asylum seekers, people who claimed asylum, could enter the United States illegally, sort of be given a number and allowed to stay in the country for years while it took the very, very slow, sclerotic immigration system to catch up and adjudicate their cases. So they were just in. So what Trump said was, this is essentially allowing entry to the United States. Why don't we require that asylum seekers wait in Mexico while their cases are adjudicated? It was often called the Remain in Mexico program. Okay. So that has been going on for quite a while. And then the Biden administration absolutely stopped it cold. Stopped it cold. So Texas and Missouri were protesting, challenging that action in court. So as part of the suit, the Department of Homeland Security has been required to produce information on how it handles illegal border crossers. How many are turned back? For what reason? Why are they turned back? How many are allowed to stay in the United States? For what reason? Why? Now, the numbers, as Andrew Arthur has collected them, are troubling. They're really troubling. The big number, is that the Biden administration has admitted 1,049,532 illegal border crossers into the United States in the time that the Biden administration has been in office. We're going to round that down to 1 million. They've allowed 1 million illegal border crossers to stay in the United States. This is not the people who have been turned away. These are the people who've been allowed to stay. 1 million since Biden came into office. Now, that is greater than the population of Wyoming, of Vermont, of Washington, D.C., of Alaska, of North Dakota, of South Dakota, and of the president's home state of Delaware. It is a lot of people. And remember, it's the total number of illegal border crossers allowed to stay in the country, not the total number caught at the country, at the border, because obviously some were turned back at the border and refused entry. So 1 million people allowed to stay. Now, that is far, far bigger than any number in the past. So I'm going to read to you for just a moment from Andrew Arthur. By way of comparison, that number, we're talking 1,049,532, that number is more people released into the United States than the total number of migrants Border Patrol Southwest agents apprehended in any given fiscal year between 2007 and 2020. Now, 2007 to 2020, that's the late Bush years. That's all of the Obama administration, and it's the Trump administration. It gets even worse than that. Okay, the figure 1,049,532 does not include what are called gotaways. Now, you've probably heard of those. Those are illegal border crossers who manage to elude capture by the Border Patrol, or just to turn themselves in to the Border Patrol, because part of the issue on the border is not that people are crossing and trying to elude the Border Patrol because they're afraid if the Border Patrol catches them, they'll be returned immediately to Mexico. That's not the problem. They come across the border and turn themselves into the Border Patrol because they know that after some processing, they might well be allowed to stay. So they're not trying to elude the Border Patrol. They're actually trying to come into contact as soon as they can with Border Patrol. Now, there are some who do try to elude. Maybe they're engaged in criminal activity. And in any event, they get away because the Border Patrol can't catch everybody. So the figure, the 1 million figure, does not include the gotaways, nor does it include the number of unaccompanied minor children who are allowed to stay in the United States. So the gotaways are estimated at around 700,000 since Biden took office. Now, there's no indication that the Biden administration is trying to find them and deport them. That's just not happening. So at 700,000 people just are in. And by the way, with no records at all of their crossing the border. Now, the number of unaccompanied minor children. So a lot of the crossers who've been allowed to stay have been part of family units. But then there's another category of unaccompanied minor children, and about 190,000 of them have been allowed to stay. By the way, on the 190,000 issue, going to quote Andrew Arthur again, if all those 190,000 unaccompanied minors were placed into one school district, it would be the nation's 10th largest. Now, 10th largest school district. Just so you know, that is bigger than school districts in Dallas, Charlotte, Philadelphia, San Diego, many other places. If all those 190,053 unaccompanied minors were placed into one school district, it would be the nation's 10th largest school district. So, put together the three categories of illegal border crossers, the individual adult crossers and the families who are allowed to stay, the unaccompanied children, and the gotaways. Put them together, and the total number of illegal border crossers allowed to remain in the United States approaches 2 million just since Joe Biden entered the White House. Now, is it any wonder that illegal crossers keep flocking to the U.S.-Mexico border? Starting with the 2020 campaign, candidate Joe Biden sent the message, if you come to the United States, if you cross illegally into the country, you will be allowed to stay. Now that Biden is president, that has proven true for at least 1 million and perhaps as many as 2 million people. The message was loud and clear. And it wasn't just Joe Biden, by the way. If it had been any other of the Democratic field, it was a big field in 2020, anybody else in the Democratic primary field, had they been elected president, would have done the same thing. Who knows? Maybe they would have brought in even more. But candidate Joe Biden sent the message, cross illegally into the country, you can stay. Now, Republicans have tried to make illegal border crossings a big political issue. And we're going to talk about whether that has succeeded. Talk about that next.
The chance for nuclear war increases every day that the war in Ukraine continues. I'm Bill Walton. On the latest edition of The Bill Walton Show, national security expert Brandon Weikert and I also discuss how China is weaker than Russia in one key area, why Taiwan's defenses are dangerously weak, and how Joe Biden wants to make the same mistake with Iran that we did with China. Follow The Bill Walton Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I said I was going to talk about Republicans trying to make illegal border crossings a big political issue. Going to get to that in just a second. Did want to say that if you've been listening to the podcast, enjoying the podcast, and hopefully actually learning something from the podcast, it would be great if you could subscribe to the podcast. You can do it at iTunes or anywhere you get your podcast, and I would really, really appreciate it. So, Republicans and illegal border crossings. They've tried to make a big deal of it, and the polls show that it is a serious public concern, although, got to point out, it is nowhere near the level of concern about, say, inflation. I mean, that's obviously Inflation and other economic issues are just huge, huge issues, and they're much bigger than border crossings or any other issues. Now, border crossings might be an even bigger issue were there widespread reporting of the Biden administration's secret efforts to relocate illegal border crossers into towns and cities across the country. Now, I've talked to you before, I think, about the work that Miranda Devine has done, the New York Post, about the Biden administration's secret flights into the country. So I'm just going to read something from Miranda Devine in January. Quote, "Under cover of darkness, every night, the federal government is transporting illegal migrants as fast as it can away from the border on secret charter flights into unsuspecting communities around the country." This is Miranda Devine writing. "Officials have lied and obstructed the few journalists who have tried to reveal the truth." Okay, I'll read that again. "Under cover of darkness, every night the federal government is transporting illegal migrants as fast as it can away from the border on secret charter flights into unsuspecting communities around the country. And they're obstructing the few journalists who've tried to reveal what's going on." Now, is that going to change? Will things change if Republicans win control of one or both houses of Congress? Obviously, if you have control of even one house, the House of Representatives, the Biden legislative agenda, is such as it is dead. Both houses, it's even deader, and appointments or confirmations are a big problem. But what about what Biden is doing on the border? Is that going to change if Republicans win control, one or maybe both houses of Congress? And the answer is probably not. I mean, much of what the Biden administration is doing that we've been discussing is being done on the basis of the executive authority of the president to enforce or not to enforce the immigration laws. That was a big deal with Barack Obama. If you remember, the state of Arizona tried to enforce some federal immigration law, and Obama said absolutely not, took them to court and won, saying, "I, the president of the United States, had the sole executive authority to enforce the immigration laws. And I also have the sole executive authority to not enforce the immigration laws. And that's what I choose to do." So Obama won with that. And so what Joe Biden is doing is based on the executive authority of the president to enforce or not enforce the immigration laws. So I'm going to end with Andrew Arthur again, the guy who did this work for the Center for Immigration Studies. "Not to be a downer," is the quote, "not to be a downer, but none of this is going to change anytime soon. You should be prepared for longer commutes, larger class sizes, more extended waits in your local emergency room, higher state and local taxes, even more inflated housing costs. President Biden is not going to change his border policies unless and until the courts or the electorate force him to." So we'll see about the courts, but it will take a presidential election to change this. And we don't know if Biden were not elected president in 2024. We don't know if the person who is elected president would even enforce this. We just don't know. It depends so much on presidential enforcement or lack of it. So that's what we wanted to talk about today. Biden has let 1 million illegal border crossers remain in the country, maybe 2 million. Maybe close to 2 million. That's a big number. So thank you for listening. Always appreciate it when you can listen. And hope you'll join us again soon for another edition of The Byron York Show.
Hey guys, we know it's hard to keep up with all the news these days, but don't worry because we're here to talk and laugh about it all. Democrats are abandoning Biden by not showing support for him in 2024. The televised January 6th hearings continue, and Pride Month is being pushed on people through the media and sexualized parades. Hey, it's the Chicks here from the Chicks on the Right podcast. Download and subscribe to our daily podcast to hear us pick apart and pick on the news of the day. Politics to pop culture, nobody's safe, but it's all fun. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.